USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The president's son will appear in federal court today in Delaware.
Hunter Biden is expected to enter a not guilty plea in response to the firearm charges brought against him. Last month, Biden was formally charged with three felony offenses related to firearms, notably the unlawful possession of a firearm while being classified as an illegal drug user. Hunter's attorneys have vigorously contested the legitimacy of the charges. I'm John Schaefer.
Expect an alert on your cell phone tomorrow, 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. The federal government conducting this test for its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. The former will alert all radios and TVs, while the latter will reach cell phones. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, conducting this test to ensure the systems remain effective for warning the public about national emergencies. The White House urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia.
To see the continuation of the brave people in Ukraine to fight for their freedom, right, to fight for their democracy.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said today that there's still robust bipartisan backing for supporting Ukraine, a key focus for the Biden administration. This follows Congress's passing of a temporary bill to fund the government until mid-November. Pope Francis opening the door for some Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. The Vatican published a letter from Francis yesterday, responding to a list of questions presented by five conservative cardinals who challenged him to reinforce traditional Catholic teaching. Francis said forms of blessings could be granted while calling on clergy to show kindness, patience, and understanding. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Messy Mania will be the subject of a new documentary. Apple TV Plus announced yesterday it will stream 6 episodes of Messi Meets America. The series follows Lionel Messi's arrival in the U.S. to play for Inter Miami. The first 3 episodes will be available October 11th. Yet again, no grand prize winner in the already whopping Powerball jackpot. The next chance to strike it rich comes up tomorrow night with an estimated $1.2 billion on the line. The lump sum cash option on that works out to over $551 million. The Golden Globe Awards says its membership is now diversified. The Movie and TV Awards show put out a press release yesterday saying they've expanded their membership to include 300 journalists from around the world, and that voter breakdown is now 60% racially diverse and 47% female. The Golden Globes were sold to a new owner this year following claims there was a lack of diversity within the organization. The 81st Golden Globe Awards will be held on January 7th. Tesla reporting lower than expected numbers of vehicle deliveries in the third quarter. The company announced yesterday that it delivered just over 435,000 vehicles in the quarter ending September 30th. Wall Street analysts had predicted more like 461. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.